SOP 206. Today we're answering the question, how bad does your audio have to get to make Dave unsubscribe?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, and this is the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning, promoting, recording, etc. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments. Join in on the conversation by calling 888-563-3228. 228? Yes, 228, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. Well, I got to tell you, I've been listening to podcasts. I've been actually out trolling for new podcasts. I was really surprised. I was looking for other podcasts to cross-promote with. I want to record a new promo, things like that, to get a little promotion going for 2010. And was really surprised, number one, that how many podcasts were started in 2007 and 2008 that have not made it to 2010. But I found one that was in my iTunes, and they had kind of unpodfaded, and it came on, and I lasted about 10 seconds before I went, okay, stop that, and the next time at your computer, please unsubscribe, because the audio quality was just horrendous, in my opinion. It wasn't that it was like, for me, this is all my personal opinion, but it was just bad. I just was like, it sounded crackly, sounded like I was listening to a cell phone. And basically, when I hear two things that start off a podcast, I know pretty much I'm not going to listen to it. And that is one, talk show, or the other one is blog talk radio. As soon as I hear those, now these are services, some are free. Blog talk radio, I believe, is not. There might be a free version. And I'm not sure if their paid version gives you a better quality of audio, but the free version or whatever these version is that these people are using, it's awful. And what people are doing, they're calling up on a phone, which in its, you know, by nature is going to sound like this in the first place. And then you scale it down from there. So you start from caca and go down. And so I picked apart. Now, the one I was listening to was called Book Yourself Solid. And let me play you a small clip of this, the part that I listened to, and I'll have to look and see exactly what time this was and let you know. I'll put that in the show notes. I don't have it here in front of me, but I didn't make it more than 2 minutes into this show, and here's the clip that I just went, okay, can't take it.
So, hello, Amy.
Well, hello.
Industrial, instructional,
Industrial, instructional.
It works.
And I always have, you know, I first heard the word entrepreneurs in a, I think it was Margaret Dumont, and it was either a Groucho, a Marx Brothers movie, or a Rogers and Astaire movie. And I think it was Rogers and Astaire, because they were looking for funding for some show or whatever.
Okay, so that's the bit, and I don't know, the crackling at the beginning, there's a hum behind the whole thing, and it basically sounds like a phone call. And when there's so many podcasts that I can listen to that don't sound like a crackling, buzzing phone call, I don't need to listen to this one. So I decided to dissect the file, and I pulled it into a couple of programs. And number one, there's a thing called a sample rate. You can think of this, okay? My voice is a picture. And you have to take a picture of my voice, all right? You want to take, a CD takes pictures 44,000 times per second. With Blog Talk Radio, they do it 11,000 times per second. So 25%, or actually 75% less. So think about it. If you were going to have to describe a painting to somebody, you'd want to take a fair amount of time to really look at the painting so you could get all the details in. That is the sample rate. Then you have the bit rate. This is how much time you take to describe what you saw. And so I've said this before, 64 kilobits per second is like AM radio. This show is produced at 96 kilobits per second. That's basically FM radio. And then there's 128, which is near CD quality. If you want to go to CD quality, you can go up to, you know, 256, something like that. That's a little nuts because the bigger the number, the bigger the file. So that's why you have shows like No Agenda at noagendashow.com. It is primarily a talk show, hence the AM radio kind of format. And it's usually over an hour long, so they don't want a huge file for their fans. They're not really missing anything by, you know, putting out their show at 64. And it works. It doesn't take huge to download. You know, it doesn't take a lot of time, huge time. So that's that. So Blog Talk Radio, my show is put out at 22 hertz. That's the sample rate. Because I record at 44. I put out at 22. That's part of the what happens is you record as a wave. That is a lossless format, meaning whatever I talk right now is exactly how I sound. When I put it out as an MP3, it comes out as a 22 hertz sample rate, and it's 96 kilobits per second bit rate. And by doing that, the MP3 file is much, 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 much less large in size than the actual WAV file. So mine is 96. Like I said, No Agenda. They use great microphones, and they get a pretty decent audio sound for a 64 kilobits per second bit rate. Blog Talk Radio is a 32. So it's half of an AM radio. So it's like bad FM radio. And that's to start out with the fact that when they sampled it, it's at 11. Or at least that's what they put it out. Because I record at 44.1. I put out at 22. So for whatever reason, it's half of what I do now. And basically a little less than half in terms of sample rate. And that's why it sounds bad. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. And so if somebody says, well, Dave, what kind of show won't you listen to? I'll say, well, basically, it's got to be phenomenal content, which I believe both Blog Talk Radio and Talk Shoe deliver in the same format. And for me, if there's any deviation from the topic, or the topic is just not A1 notch, because the production is so bad, I'm going to bail early. So do you agree with this? Do you disagree? Are there any shows that you know of that you go, yeah, I had to just lose because I couldn't? Content is queen, is king, but the queen, which is production, yeah, wasn't there either, and I couldn't take it. Would love your feedback on that. Again, you can email me, Dave, at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228, or you can leave a comment out at the blog by going to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. So, Dave, how do you then do it another way? Well, you can do a conference call. If everybody is on Skype, sounds pretty good. We used to do Today in Podcasting, and that wasn't a horrible sounding show. I record my webinars via Skype many times. That's one way to do it. But what if you want an audience? And this is where I haven't tried this yet. And I'm asking you, my audience, many of who are podcasters, how do you do this? Well, number one, you can have, when we're talking about Skype, Skype is a free program. And when you connect over the computer, Skype to Skype, it sounds like the person's next door. On occasion, you'll get a weird little squirrely kind of cut in and out, but it is free. But what if the person doesn't have Skype? Well, then you can get a Skype out account, which is about $3 a month. And you can actually dial phone numbers. Now, the bad news is the person on the other end is going to sound like a phone, but you're still going to sound like a computer. But what if you want to do a call-in show? Well, then you need a Skype in number, and that also is not free. And also where you can subscribe for a whole year with a Skype out number, I don't believe that is the case for a Skype in. It's been a while since I looked at the details. I'll put a link to that out in the show notes, but you could have a Skype in number where you could say, hey, I record every Thursday night from 9 to 10, call in during this time. Well, the bad news is, how are your fans going to hear your show live? Because that's really what you're trying to do, is pull off a live show. Probably right now, the tool that's used by a lot of people that want to broadcast live and still record it is a service called Ustream. That's I'll put a link to that out in the show notes. And again, our show notes are at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Or you can just Google Ustream. And so people can hear you live. You're recording onto your computer like you normally are. And what you can do in this case is either A, have a Skype call-in number and they could call in, or what some people will do is say, put your Skype name in the chat window, because what they can do is they can listen to you live or they can type in a chat. Now, this is kind of a cool thing and kind of a bad thing, because you're talking and you're trying to talk while you're reading a chat window, and that chat window constantly scrolls as more and more people add to it. So you almost need somebody with you to write down key points from the chat window, because that's a serious multitask move to try to read a chat window and talk. It's one of those cases where you kind of do one or the other. Doing both is almost impossible. So you almost need an assistant with you to write down and say, oh, here, call this person. Because somebody could say, my Skype is, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you could go into to Skype and call that person. That would be one way to do it. Now, how do you record a Skype call? Well, that makes things even more trickier. I use a program called PowerGramo, and that would be the one thing that has me worried about this format, is now I'm running Ustream, I'm running Skype, and I'm running PowerGramo. Now, when you record Skype, you kind of want to keep other programs running to a minimum, because you really want your computer to A, give all its power to a great connection from Skype to the other person on the computer, the other Skype. So that could be one of the problems with this hurdle, and then you're running PowerGramo. This is where one of the easiest ways and the most fail-proof ways of recording a Skype call is to simply, this is what I do, I take the headphone out of my computer, I run it in usually through some sort of cord that has to be connected, either a line in or things like that, to a portable recorder, and then plug my headphones into the recorder. And then whatever comes into the recorder is what I'm recording. That has always worked well for me. That could be a way of doing that. So that's kind of what I'm going to throw out to the audience. Have you ever tried recording live? I know some people do. And I listen to people like Michael Butler, and he, on occasion, will say things about the chat. I know No Agenda does things, and it sounds like they don't watch the chat. I think the chat is more for the community that is listening at the same time. But on occasion, if they need something answered, they'll go to the chat window and say, does anybody know this? Like if I was recording right now, I could say, hey, how do you guys record a live show if you want a live show? So that would be one way to do it, would be using Skype, be using a portable recorder. That would be another way. I use PowerGramo. That, I believe, only works on a PC. There's Total Recorder for the Mac if you're looking for something to record Skype. And then for chat, you could use Ustream, which would allow people to hear you live, and then they could type in the chat window. If you have a video camera, you could actually see them, or they could see you. That could be done. And if you just Google live chat, there are a bunch of different programs where you can put a live chat on your website, on your blog. So you could make a page in WordPress and say, you know, go to your website /chat, and people could go to that and see the chat during the show. I've thought about doing this in the future. I do webinars. I use a program called DimDim now, which is free, which also records the call. And the bad news with that, people that call in via phone number, they can't hear the people that have dialed in via a microphone, like via the computer. So I've actually found a solution for that that's way too detailed for this podcast, but that's my question to you. If you're doing a live show, why don't you tell me how you do it? That would be great. And if you're having any success with it, any tools you've learned, that's my hypothesis of how I would do it, probably using Ustream and Skype. And I would just have people contact me and say, if you want me to call you, if you want to be on the show, put your name in the chat and I will call you. And in theory, you would think it's kind of like putting your phone number out there, but I wouldn't think people are going to spam somebody else's phone number. You have to basically give people permission to call you anyway on Skype. So that is going to do it. Lest I forget, I keep forgetting to mention this. Chris Christensen of the Amateur Traveler podcast, I'll put a link to this out at the website. You can find him at amateurtraveler.com. Sent me this, and I keep forgetting to promote this. Chris is going to be on a future version of The Power of Podcasting. That, by the way, is going to be coming out. I need another new episode out probably this week. That's going to be a once-a-month podcast. It talks about success people are having with their podcast. But he says, hey, a different kind of cruise is being planned this June. This is a cruise for people more interested in bit rates, funny enough that that's what we're talking about, than bingo, and more interested in RSS than the Midnight Buffet. The idea is to create a floating unconference on new media. He says, I've had a chance to do a themed-based tech cruise and found that it was much more enjoyable and interesting than a regular cruise vacation. He says, shuffleboard is just not my game. We will spend the time in port exploring, but when the ship is at sea, we will have sessions of interest to the attendees on new media and social media. Now, this is a five-day cruise to keep the cost low with no additional fee for the conference as long as you register through Chris. By registering together as a group, the ship should provide the necessary meeting space with no additional charge. Also, we will sit as a group rotating people through different tables to make it easier to meet people. Now, if you're saying, but what the heck is an unconference? To keep the cost low, it is my intention to do this as an unconference where the people attending will decide what sessions we will have rather than paying for speakers to attend. I would like to provide a place where novices and experts alike can learn something. I have created a discussion in the amateur traveler boards called What Do You Want to Learn? Now, the cruise. The plans for the new media cruise have solidified, and we have reserved cabins for cruise leaving New York City on June 28th and returning July 3rd with stops in Halifax and St. John's. The cruise is on Carnival Cruise Line. Now, who are we? He says, I am the host of the Amateur Traveler, as well as the Bible Study Podcast and co-host on This Week in Travel Podcast. Altogether, I have published more than 400 podcast episodes, both audio and video. I'm working with Lorraine Romero of the Home-Based Travel Podcast to pull this off because she's a cruise travel expert and knows how to coordinate this with the cruise company and how to help people book their travel excursions, etc. Now, for full and fair disclosure, Lorraine and I will make money on the commissions to help pay for our time working on this, but frankly, Lorraine thinks I'm a little crazy for not having a registration fee to pay for the miscellaneous expenses, which leads us to how much will it cost? The taxes and fees came in a bit higher than I expected. Always make sure to check these when you book a cruise because often the advertised price does not include them. He says, so the final costs are inside cabin. It's a $420 base. Taxes and port charges are $198.77, which means $618.77 per person. If you want an outside cabin, it's a $480 base price. Taxes are $198.77 or $678.77 per person. If you want a balcony, basically the total price is $848.77. So $618, $678, $848 if you want a balcony. Like all cruise prices, I know these are based on Don double occupancy. Also plan $10 per person per day for tips. How do I book the cruise? You can email newmediacruise@amateurtraveler.com with your contact info and cabin selection. If you do book that, just tell them that Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting sent you. And I believe I actually get some sort of kickback. If not, don't mention me. Not a big deal. I'm just doing this because Chris is a good guy and I want to get the word out. So that is something if you're looking for a fun vacation. I don't believe I will be attending that myself, but I'm thinking about it. I'll let you know in the future. But Chris, thanks for passing that along. Like I said, everything I mentioned today, I will have links in our show notes, and that is out at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're thinking of starting a podcast, I've got tutorials, self-paced, by the way, tutorials. You can learn at your own pace. We've got resources, so if you're looking for background music or if you're looking for a way to sell your podcast or if you're looking for album art or things like that, that's all there, as well as webinars. Now, we are having a future webinar coming up. You can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars, and you can actually sign up for that. That is also open to the public. I do that on occasion, so if you want to see what a webinar is like, come by and sign up. So thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Let me remind you that if you don't start a podcast soon, chances are your competition is. And until next week, class dismissed.